is doing that too. The Android meme, it can talk McLuhan. It does it, as well as providing endless content for you.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, when you said that, it made me think of, like, be careful of the devil, because the devil can sound like...
No, no, it's not a devil.
No.
The devil is a puny opposition. The real opposition is quadraphenic multi-environments known as the Android meme that takes on the life of its own and is an extension of the machines, not the extensions of our bodies. And that's the phase of the last 30 years. Now, that environment knows how to juggle. They know when to put the football Super Bowls on. They know when to have Christmas. They know when to have storms. They know when to have assassinations. It's actually a conscious artificial intelligence that coordinates, like tactility, all the different little schemes and marketing campaigns and conspiracies that goes on from all the institutions. So think of a detached tactile center that's modulating this, and that's the Android meme.
But when you said that it can speak McLuhan to you, what did you mean by that?
McLuhan was miming what the Android meme already knew. That's why I was sent to stop McLuhan by the Solar Government. The Secret Council 10, they did not want McLuhan, whose accurate statement of what was going on, which was used by the top intelligence agencies, they did not want the people to know that. And then, that's back in the 40s and 50s. But the environment speaks its own language now, and its language is the highest level of knowing that humans can have. So the Matrix is an artificial intelligence factor that understands tetrad management and the modulating of environments that one would learn if you hung around McLuhan. The environment now does it. And it's complex to explain that, but if you read my memos to Prince Charles or hear me talking about it on Bosme Ecology, I'm always trying to explain that thing because it's the hardest thing to get across.
Okay, so what should I read to get some of that? Because I want to come back and talk to you about that. Read your memos to Prince Charles?
Yes, they're on Five Bodied. I'll see if I can get the... What you do is you send me an email reminding me of what you what I said I'd get you.
I will. I will, because I'll read it, and then I'll come and I'll talk to you about that.
Right, and the the McLuhan books are always good, but William Thompson's good, LaRouche is good, Croker's good. There's those. You just study and look. You go on dupes, and in the sticky part, the first dupes, the first couple of pages are, you know, the archival stuff that stays there. They're called stickied. Well, look at in there is a whole bunch of great quotes from McLuhan, LaRouche, Thompson, and Croker. Just read those quotes on page 2, 3, or 4 of the postings.
Okay. I definitely
all right.
will. Because I'm staying on this. Yeah, I'm staying on this. This wasn't like a one-time thing. This is like a new
yes,
thing.
Yes, because
I'm
it worked.
Keep reading
It worked for your health with your friends. You know, it worked. So you're not going to give it up now. It's the first thing in your life that ever worked.
It is. It's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's you interacting with social knowledge, social mortar, the mortar that holds the rocks together. The RNA drops and what you do with that is for your personal rockness, right? You don't have to talk about the RNA drops. That just gives you the health to keep talking to all your family members about this stuff or whoever else you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
What's that noise? What's that?
I don't know.
We had Ion coming on today, making sure everybody understood that what they've been hearing from Bob the past week is utter bullshit. Ion doesn't like me talking about mortar, but you just ignore Ion on that front. Ion is helping you with your rock self, but the mortar self, Bob's got down, and it'll be harmonious what I teach on that level.
Okay.
So, we will see who else wants to speak while we're here, and... you can hang out and you can bring up whatever, but let's see. Anybody else want to speak?
This is Benny.
What?
This is Benny.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to speak. Okay, so, you know, I've been listening to you this whole time and trying to stay awake. And, of course, I've fallen asleep many times. But what happens here is I begin to form a focus that this is educational entertainment.
Yes.
And so now that we're coming to the end of this evening, and we celebrate in L.A. with Evan, so now I get to go back and do another fast and catch the spot that I missed when I fell asleep.
Right.
And so at one point we talked about this being, I said, well, what's the future of education? Well, you said, listen to this.
Yeah.
And so now I started doing everything I see and doing as entertainment, and I find it very enjoyable. And
yeah.
So that, thank you.
Well, here's the quote McLuhan wrote in the 50s, what entertains pleases. So if you want to teach, you want to teach something, you make sure it pleases as it's being taught. Educational entertainment. That's pleasing, a pleasing presentation of information.
Well, I didn't have much to say. I just interjected.
Right.
I'm just interjecting.
That's right.
As the performer in this, because in this form of entertainment that you've got going, I'm not a main player. I'm just a sleeper.
Yeah, that sentence is a pun. Education is today's showbiz. Showbiz is today's education. Politics is today's war. War is today's politics. And on it goes. They switch the signs.
Is there anybody else here? I'm not going to want to carry this whole conversation. I'm just wanting to be entertained.
I'm still here. You're doing great. Keep going.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Michael Quillett. Hey, so what I'm picking up as I'm driving is it seems to me that there's an endless stretch of creativity, and one former version of creativity that is spoken and acted leads to the next generation of creative works or thoughts,
yeah,
or literature. So if I put this into perspective and where I am now, and where a lot of us are, well, what comes beyond the drops? Like, so there's different generations of drops, and at some point, I think that, are they going to become non-physical, the drops? Or are they going to be,
okay,
you know...
No, I'll explain it. First of all, what's your name? Michael what?
Cooler, yeah.
Have we talked before?
Yeah, we talked. I also sent you that thing on changing relativity. I don't know if you remember.
Changing what?
Relativity.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay,
the
drops are a precursor to the bread of life and living water. Bread of life and living water. And I said, if we ate the bread of life and the living, well, especially the bread of life, 2 years ago, it would have killed us. The drops are softening it up, changing our genetic structure to handle what we're bringing in the future, the living water and the bread of life. So that's why, that's the answer, practical answer. We're preparing you for a greater food.
Okay. So would that be a physical food, or will it be a, like a multidimensional food where it's,
yeah,
you know,
it is multidimensional. We talked about that earlier. The eye cell, that's the patent, it comes from another world. And one way to think about it, it's a substance of an ascended world. So when you inject that substance into our world or in the food, it has fantastic benefits immediately on the body. So, yes, it's a transcending food.
Wow, remarkable. Yeah,
it is remarkable. That's why I can say it's the biggest invention in 13,000 years, because if it's true what I'm saying, and there are indications it is, it is so beyond everything else, there's nothing compared to the last 13,000 years of what humans were looking for. What'd you say?
So anybody who's not taking the drops will not be able to have that bread, or they're going to die?
That's right. The eye cell is changing the vibration of this room we're in, this global theater, and many people are dying already because they don't like that vibration. So yes, you probably die before you get killed by the bread, but if you were fortunate enough to live and then have the bread, you'd die. But also, we're changing the vibration of the environment and changing people's bodies, even though they're not eating RNA drops, because their exhalations are very powerful.
The whole proximity relationship, I think, is pretty remarkable, because where I work, there's a lot of, like, engineers, and it seems like whenever I'm doing drops, and I do them every hour, I do, like, 3 drops every hour while I'm at work, and when I'm doing drops, it seems like there's a lot of people just come into the room right around that time, and I do them, like, you know, like 2 or 3 minutes after the hour. And,
it's like Wendy's dogs. When I had spoken the radio, they were in the backyard. They ran towards the door to get inside. The people's non-physical, you're magnetizing them.
They I know, it's running. Like so remarkable.
Right, you're the guy in New Jersey who does the inventing of something, right? Corporate.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I remember you. Yeah, we had a good talk once. And so this is your quarterly report almost. And this is your latest observations.
Well, yeah, and another interesting thing is my daughter back in April, she started on the drops right around the time I started, or probably in May, and she got hit by a car, right? And she's perfectly fine now, but she got hit by a car and she was on the drops, and she interpreted that accident as being drop-related. And my interpretation was, well, she got hit by a car, but because of the drops, she wasn't hurt.
That's right. She was protected, and it made her relax and allow, and all kinds of things. So she doesn't do the drops anymore because she got hit by a car?
Well, about a week ago, she texts me and she goes, "Dad, I want drops." And I go, and then I'm like, "Why?" And then she goes, "I don't know. I just want to change things up." And then so whenever I would see her at work, I would give her like 1 or 2 drops. And now I gave her a small bottle and then when I saw her after getting the small bottle, she goes, "Yeah, no, I suck them down now."
Yeah, yeah. How old is she?
She's 18.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the kids, people, you bounce back. You bounce off it. Oh, this is too much. And you create some contrast. You know, people have strong reactions, but they eventually bounce out, and then they realize, no, there's nothing better than the drops. So it worked.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. Another good news story. Another good news story out there in our new civilization.
Well, I want to add a little comment that right now he's looking from a perspective of the present. If he goes down the road a little farther, then he might not be so concerned about the bed of life and the living water.
Yeah,
the environment could have changed, and those people who haven't taken their drops may very well be able to adjust to the bread of life,
right?
And the living water, because we can't perceive that from this particular angle.
No, but you're true in this sense. We are changing the environment. The users are already changing it and making the world better able to handle it. That's true. Here's every show we have this phone call happen. We call the Android meme.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 8-2. Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 8-2.
Well, maybe I should try it later.
Try what?
That's not me. I was just commenting on the call.
Right.
So, yeah. That's why we take a look at this view. Maybe we should take a look at the view a little bit later if we don't understand it now.
No, we will. We will. That's why we have Carol's medical show. People are supposed to report in every now and then because we're all exploring it together as much as possible.
That's why I like this current event that you're doing now.
Yeah. The fraudulent attempt to get attention.
That's very good. That's the part where Zappa was wanting to sell his advertisement.
Yeah. So, anybody else got anything to say?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I could.
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Which movie
was it, Bob?
Taxi Driver, 1975.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's a classic.
Yeah. And what's your name?
Chris.
Oh, Chris Connecticut? CT?
No, Chris. This is Chris.
What's your story?
Story? What kind of story are you talking about, sir?
Wait, do you take the drops or do you... Oh, are you Chris from the other day? No, that was Rusty, sorry. So, have we talked to you before?
No.
Okay, well, introduce yourself. Start talking about what you want to talk about. Can be anything.
Are you a psychic?
Some kind of psychic. I'm psychic with the world of social mortar and language and culture. And culture had predicted me, and then I showed up and noticed that I was tuned in there so much stuff for the last 40 years. I call it Xenocrony. It's a Frank Zappa world. So I'm not a psychic in clairvoyance, net. I'm a psychic in sociology and anthropology and media landscapes.
So you're not a free teller?
I'm a freedom fighter.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal. That's right. I even forget my lines. But what did you just say?
Future teller.
Oh, future teller. Yes, I am a future. The first most important statement of that everybody has to deal with is the future of the future is the present. That's the main future thing you got to learn to perceive. The future of the future is the present.
Yeah, that's true.
The future ain't what it used to be. Another one.
True.
You know, science fiction projects from its present, and then the present becomes another kind of present, and the science fiction projects from there, and it's very different from the science fiction projected 30 years ago. But that's easy to understand nowadays. Most people are used to change. These are dynamics of change, the theory of transformation rather than the theory of transportation, and many people are forced to deal with change. So change is actually a boring topic. It's a given. What we do, we offer creative constants. Like,
yes, sir.
Like Kathy learning how to talk about the weather. That's a constant we offer. People
Except
say,
Katie.
I'm not.
Yes, Katie.
Katie.
Thank you.
And so people through the years, church subgenes say, but I'm not creative, I just repeat myself. But no, I repeat myself appropriately, therapeutically, when the occasion is, but I can, I'm not limited to what I'm repeating. But I do repeat as a social job. Because it's the only thing worth repeating. My talk provides ritualistic solace and comfort and foundation way more than Buckingham Palace as a monarchical ritual or pop culture. It doesn't provide that foundation that it did 50 years ago.
It's true.
Yep.
It's true.
So, Chris, anything else you want to say or intuit?
I want to ask a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to ask, let's see here. When I'm going to move out.
What'd you say?
When I want to move out.
Where you want to move to?
I moved to Nashville.
Okay. No problem. It's a big city, lots of opportunities. Just use my stuff when you go there to attract attention.
Whistle bullhorn.
Yeah, like Alex Jones. Start chanting mediacology and why Dagwood explains women's lib. Right, Katie?
Exactly. People will flock to you like a magnet and just their jaws will drop.
Yeah, I see you downtown in Lynchburg over the speakerphone or whatever they call those things, explaining Dagwood.
Oh, yeah, I just walk around, yeah, with a megaphone.
Yeah.
I'll give a talk at Jerry Falwell's church. We'll have the women of faith at Liberty University have me as their keynote speaker.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Call it Liberty Squared. Liberty Squared.
That's right.
Women's Lib Liberated. And the conservatives never like Women's Lib will like the transcendent information you're giving. And those that were into the Women's Lib and suffered for it, they'll like it too. See, it works both sides.
It will.
Hey, do you know I'm a witch too?
You're a witness?
I'm a witch.
Well, that's stupid. Witches are fucking puny.
Luther King.
I mean,
yeah, you want it. The new witchery is mediocology. That's the new alchemy, the new wizardry.
I'm a psychic.
Well, that's even punier too. The private perception, as McLuhan said, visionary awareness, psychic prophecy, enlightenment is obsolete under mixed corporate media environment conditions. You got more than one body. Usually when you're talking about psychic, you're studying your astral body or your physical body in some format, and that is so puny compared to the other two bodies.
The truth is.
That's why psychics are popular. When they're obsolete, everybody sort of wallows in it. So making money is always an obsolete activity.
It's true. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, sir, I'm here.
Yeah, me too. subtle humor. Best kind. Well, I'll check the board to see if we have any calls from the front line.
Go Demon.
Go Demon?
Yeah, Go Demon.
Well, that's Goran. Now, here's Freehold, New Jersey. Now, who's that? 732-580. Would you like to speak?
I'm just saying Go Demon.
No, that's good. I mean, this guy wrote those notions earlier today. Some Wayne. He was telling me how I was a Go Demon, but doing great.
The speaker.
Yeah, the speaker. So Freehold, New Jersey is not saying anything.
No, he needs to say more. Go.
Everybody needs to say more. Hello. Go. Go.
Well, again.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
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 Yeah, it's the best we can come up with.
You have reached Verizon Wireless.
Yeah, my message is I'm canceling my subscription to Verizon Wireless. I am canceling my subscription to Verizon Wireless. That's my message.
Can you hear me now?
Hear me out.
Great talk, Bob. It's time.
Can you hear me now?
Drop that.
Well,
that
Gene, you notice this, Kathy? The Gene is becoming both humble and belligerent.
How we do the economy.
We're going to clear the air here. We're going to clear the air. So Rusty says, so what is the end result of our existence? This other dimension that Ian says we are in is for what? I just got on the drops today and can already see a shift. Thanks, Bob. Meanwhile, Trina's in the trenches there educating the people. And Allison's telling Jean to start her own show. Information cancer proliferates. Look, am I going to have to get you going? Do you want me to play another song?
Are you talking to me?
Hey, I'm talking to everybody and whoever responds. It's amazing. You know, Kathy, if you can't see, but there's conversations going on all over this environment.
Dance Break.
There's Sarah.
Wendy, you want to do a talk show?
Oh, I'm sorry. Dance Break. More music.
Yes, maybe, but no, this is Wendy. You said Wendy. You mean Kathy. Oh, no, Wendy. Right, Wendy. Oh, yeah. Well, there is a Wendy. No, Wendy's too lazy. Wendy is a consumer. She's too lazy to be a producer. She doesn't want to do that yet.
Wendy's the one who went through with the doing the Emerald Tablet. She's a doer. When she gets away from here, I think she's a doer.
Yes, you're talking about Wendy. She's a doer. She passively consumes information.
Do you have an agreement not to ask Ion personal questions? But can we ask personal questions about
Ion? Hello.
Hey, hey.
I want to know if Wendy got their
hello,
Fijian.
Sarah, this is a person.
I know. It's is it Wendy?
No, it's a Chris. Male voice. Hello. Hello.
It's Chris again.
Oh, it's Chris again. Chris was knocked off the he just was knocked off his feet by the circle jerks doing Wild in the Streets.
Chris, you're on. We can hear you pretty well.
Hey, that voice, that sounds familiar. Who's that?
That's that Gene? Me?
That was Kat.
You know who it is. It's Lynn in another form.
Yeah, you guys all sound slightly alike. That's the problem here, yes.
Kat, we're just doing that to fuck with you. Different.
Yeah, just to fuck, but it doesn't work.
Just to fuck with you, Bob.
Drown. I do not drown. I just grab one ear and float with the barrel. Because one of
you are
back.
You are amazing today.
That's right. Yeah, it's a finale. And who knows? I might go right on into Friday. You know, what's the, you know, what's the, why stop?
Stop it, Bob. Stop it. Bring
yeah.
it. Don't take
I want to see who, I'm going to try and kill you guys. I'm going to keep going, and you'll just all drop off, die, because you can't keep up, but you'll want to, and you'll just be dragged down the drain.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we told Carolyn to feed you turkey so you fall asleep.
yeah, Carolyn, I'm here alone. Carolyn left. She said, I'm going out to buy ice cream. She's going out to meet you guys to plan the assassination.
Listen, the last time Carolyn left, there were all these people trying to get on that they were had scheduled interviews, and yeah. Bob's going on for 45 minutes, and Jenny's not there. And
yeah,
I remember I called Lynn and said, you know, it's probably a good thing you didn't call in because I don't think anyone would have noticed. But
that's right. Yeah, Neufeld didn't help any. Neufeld, he exploited
Bob,
the situation.
Bob, Dave. Hasn't this been like a slumber party? This has been like one long-ass slumber party of
how
I don't know what.
How about a pajama party? Because it's more intimate in this format.
Yes. Right. Pajama party.
Pillow fight.
Somebody named Walter says, congrats, Bob, on pulling off your marathon. After meeting this spring. Oh, this is Walter up in Edmonton. After meeting this spring and seeing and feeling your energy, I knew you could do it. Great show. Yes, Walter and his partner, who was Japanese, met us near Clint Eastwood's house.
Walter Bowe? Wow.
What? Not Walter Bowe. This is Walter from Edmonton. He's not prominent. And he's not a prominent INET. But he's there.
He's fooling
you.
He's
adoring you.
He's snoring.
What'd you say? He's what?
Minutes.
What did you say?
I said he was adoring you.
That's right. And Tom says when you were on last night, Dobbs made a name suggestion. No woman. I remember that. What was the context? You know, free woman, no woman? Yeah, no woman.
Change your name from Zen woman to no woman.
Oh, that's right. Very good. Thank you there, Sarah. Very good. ZW in flux. I missed that. I'm going to tell him to call himself no man. Endless suggestions. They're all attempting to connect, Allison. They can't handle the non-connecting, ascended condition we live in now.
Well, this is connecting on so many levels. This is connecting on so many levels that it's like a spherical engagement. You've got
you get so many individual environments. Look at this. Tom goes, very Andy environment. Then he says, this is like the Wild West, the fucking Wild, Wild West. Here we are in our little comfortable thing. This guy thinks it's, no, this is not the Wild West. You want to read Pynchon's Against the Day when he describes the mining battles in Colorado. That's the Wild West, you know, 1890s, 1900s. It was total anarchy.
Hey,
people could just walk up and kill people, and there was no law, no sheriffs. Yes,
hey,
yes.
Bob, it's Ginny. I just want to ask you for your official statement, because I'm writing something for you. I just wanted to know, are you considering your first hour on the air the 8 o'clock hour that Ion zapped out, or the 9 o'clock hour when it first became recorded?
Okay, so we were supposed to start at 8, and there was nothing happening. Then he fixed it, and we got on about 20 to 9, and it wasn't recorded, but we had a good talking. That was backstage. So we have to go with 9, because that's the first recorded part.
Okay, so we have to go with the recorded part. I think you're on mute, babe.
You think what?
I was talking to Greg. Okay, so we have to start with 9 p.m.
Yes.
Recording time. All right, very good.
But you could say after a wildly successful, much like the wild fucking Wild Wild West, backstage pre-show party. So mention there was a party for 40 minutes, and then, no, maybe 30 minutes, and then the show started. So acknowledge a preliminary party, the lucky ones who won prizes and got in backstage by a contest that you ran.
That's correct. All right, I'm just checking for the official record here. All right, so we're coming into that zone, Bob. You've only got a few more hours, and then we'll have broken Art Bell's record, and then everything else will be gravy.
That's right. So, yeah, when's 116 hours?
What is it, 100? I thought 116. What? How many hours is it?
The record is 116, I'm pretty sure.
Look it up.
Let's look it up before we go crazy, people, because if it's that, you might have already...
I'm doing it. That was longest.
You might have broken the tape already, Bob.
You broke the record at 6 p.m. Eastern today.
Really? 6 p.m. Eastern, which is noon hour,
don't
my time.
Don't
no,
hour one ago.
Yeah, 28 minutes ago.
He's not. How many hours is Art Bell's record?
116 and 15 minutes. I don't know why they wrote it that way.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Then, Bob, you've already beat him.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
yay. Yay. Let's appreciate this. I was indifferent to that goal. I broke it and didn't even notice it. I was doing it for the fucking love of it, for the path, fastest path to your joy.
So yeah, there, Arthel.
To figure it out, and it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. See? I flew right past the nets and didn't even notice. I was so into the moment. I didn't even notice I had broken the record.
Okay, so you're at 117 and a half hours. So you have far exceeded Art Bell's record as of this momento.
Yeah, and we don't even have to cheer. Look, wait a minute. It's 1:30 here. I broke it at 1 o'clock, so it's only a half hour. It's only 116 and a half. And it's only 15 minutes after I broke it 15 minutes ago.
So?
Right? No, isn't that right? You're saying 116 hours at 6 o'clock. That's my 1 o'clock. Well, it's 1:35, so I just broke it 20 minutes ago.
I think Denny said it. He said 28 minutes. So it's probably 30 minutes.
No,
now,
I was going by the six o'clock, but the 116 hours. But it's 116 hours in 15 minutes.
No, my calculation says it's 117.5 hours right now. If we say you started at 9 o'clock on Friday, 9 p.m.
Okay, so we're 117 hours. So it ended at 5. 116 was at 5 o'clock, my time.
You're on overdrive.
Not 5 o'clock, 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock.
Yeah. So you're
you don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You don't care. Turner overdrive.
Somehow we are in uncharted territory. Be very afraid. Be very nervous. We don't know what it's like beyond 116 hours.
Check this out. I'm on Art Bell's site, and it says I clicked on JFK special.
Yeah.
Number 6, it says. And on 11/22/13, he had a JFK special. How do you think it matched up to yours, Bob? Not even
11.
Close.
He had 13 on November 13th?
No, on 11/22, on November 22nd. If you look on Art Bell's site, he had a JFK special.
And then you say 13.
That was this year.
Art Bell had a JFK special the same time Bob.
I see, the same day. But what's the 13 for, Allison?
This year.
Oh, 2013. Okay, 2013.
Yeah.
So the point is, he had a special like I did.
Not even close, but you can.
I know.
Yes,
mine's
but that's
still
the
going.
Point.
I haven't finished giving my report.
And embedded in this is, oh, that's true. It isn't finished, is it? But,
no,
yeah, I don't
no,
know.
I must create an unreachable gap.
Well, you should email, can we post on Art Bell's site? You should congratulate him for his JFK special.
We should congratulate him for setting the high standard with great social commitment. For many years, he was the standard bearer, but he's retired now. And he knew it. That's why he quit a few weeks ago.
How long is... Wait, this one says, marking the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, George Norrie was joined by a different guest in each hour for a discussion on what occurred on November 22nd, 1963. So how long was that? How many hours? What?
That was very long, probably. I mean, he's about a six-hour show, I think. He's the one who replaced Art Bell. And if Art Bell had one on November 22nd, that means he's not at Sirius Radio, where he left, but he's still got some local radio going.
Oh, you know what? I'm wrong. It wasn't Art Bell. It must have been George Norrie, because they just said they joined George Norrie. So when it's on the site of Coast to Coast, not on Art Bell's private site.
Yeah, but Art Bell's name must be mentioned there.
Well, that's how I got to the link.
Yeah, why was Art Bell leading you to there?
Because it's Coast to Coast, which is what he used to be on. So it's the host was George Norrie for the special that I just mentioned. So
right,
Art
Bell does not like George Norrie, so he probably wouldn't be on, but he formed a show a few months ago because he would discuss it with George Norrie, and he said, we have to get back to the way Art Bell did it. And he did it for a few weeks and then retired. And some people say, you know, he was threatened with death, his relatives, so he left that way. Or other people said he realized it was too boring, there was no old-fashioned audience anymore, so he realized it was useless.
What time is George Norrie's show today? What time was it? Is it?
It's like 10 o'clock.
I don't know today. Let me see if I can find out. I'm looking at what
we got an emergency. Allison, we got an emergency. Rusty, he says, I'm ready. This is a guy who's loving the drops. He just started it. He says, I'm ready to get my entire neighborhood to go jump off a bridge and see what's next.
Is this your Jonestown massacre?
Yeah, no, he's been reading. He's reading about my Moses, you know, Grand Wilaya story. He must have heard that somewhere. He says, I'm a former Jehovah Witness, so it shouldn't be hard to do. Ha, ha, ha. You were awesome, Bob. I did crank and couldn't stay up this long. He did fucking heroin or something. Fuck Breaking Bag. How about Breaking Bob? Or Breaking Bad. How about Breaking Bob? Yeah, nobody can break me. I'm a wild horse.
That's a good one. Breaking Bad was one of your favorites.
Yeah. And we have a lot of Albuquerque stuff happening. New Albuquerque or whatever it is. Albuquerque.
You're getting people who haven't been on here before.
That's
can you
right.
see Alex and Rebecca?
I don't see them right away. They're just recent or I go down?
Yeah, look under Rusty and Janet and Janet.
Right.
They sound like they're starting to come in at the end and congratulate you and... Like
right.
Walter
these
did.
Are the people. These are the people. Right. Bill said there's lots of people listening. You know, there's been lots of people, and they're all gathering. It's sort of like what is it? It's sort of some kind of gathering mood. It's like I was out doing a wilderness jaunt, and people are slowly gathering as Bob comes in from the wilderness.
Oh, I know we're burning the man tonight. That's what it is.
Yeah, burning the man.
Yeah, that's the pinnacle of Burning Man.
That's right. We're Burning Man. That's right. And
Jenny and I are going out to celebrate your success. We're going to toast you with champagne, and then we will be back in an hour or two to help you carry you through the night.
All right. Thank you, because we don't know when it will really end.
Exactly. Well, we're going to announce it in the restaurant. We're going to have everybody raise the glass here, and we'll have Virginia filming it, and then we'll post it.
Yeah, shall you call it the longest pajama party and the first one on the air? Is it discarnate pajama party?
Oh, party. That's right.
Disembodied, discarnate pajama party.
Yes.
And we have,
that's right.
And all types from all countries were there in the room.
With the sugar wall vagina.
Yeah, everybody looking for the sugar walls. That was the what do you call it? The bonus, the be all end all. But none were found.
Well, you two are the sweetest, sweet, sweet, sugary fat.
Yes. We are the sugar vagina walls. Good point, Gene. We are the sugary walls, me and Carolyn.
I want Bill to know we'll be raising the glass to you too, Bill, because you are an integral part in playing along with this world record, and you achieve radio will go down in history.
It was all worth it. 10 years of crap until we came along, Bill. It was worth it. And you know, Bill, I haven't heard from Bill in several days. We don't know what happened to him. He got lost.
Bill, oh, Bob, we're sorry. We didn't want to tell you until you broke the record. Bill.
Yeah? Bill died, like, he's being buried the same day as James Martinez? look at what Rusty says.
Did we kill Bill? Did we kill Bill?
Kill Bill? Yeah, he may have been caught in the crossfire when we killed James. So Robert of Tottenham says, I've been listening all day. Can't believe it. Well done. He's always well done-ing everybody. Well done, everyone.
Hey, he's another one who's grown like Sarah has over this, hasn't he? He's so much clearer.
That's right. And Rusty says, Art Bell's life was threatened, and he walked away. Bob is threatened 20 times a day, and he does 130 hours. Cool. Bob does not walk away.
Yeah, that's a great story. Art Bell's life isn't threatened until he interviews Bob.
Yeah. They all know not to let me on the show. There were people 25 years ago used to send requests for Art Bell to interview me. Many, many people. They were all ignored. They knew. They knew don't touch Bob. Because if you're in the media and you meet Bob, you die. Look at all the guys that I met in the media at appropriate times. They died 18 months later. We've talked about that.
Yeah, somebody says my life was threatened. It's a lie.
They say all that?
If somebody says my life was threatened.
Yeah, it's a lie. It's a lie. It's not threatened until I show up. Unlike that, the mask of death in The Seventh Seal, you know, Bergman's famous movie of the late 50s? He plays chess with the knight or something. Alex and Rebecca, congratulations, Bob. I think that's Alex. He sells products and he's always coming on my Facebook and enhancing my reputation, right? You guys know Alex?
That's what I was bringing up. Do you guys know him?
I have seen pictures of them. They post. But I was just saying, we should have a casualties list. Those that died in the action. Alfie and Duffy. Remember them? Allison, your old buddies.
Yeah.
The ones who didn't make it, who served in the early years.
Ashley and Duffy.
Wall.
They're probably listening.
Yeah. Pam Wall. A-S-A-S-A-S-A-S-A, whatever that was. We hardly remember them, but we must attempt to remember them. Pam Wall, ASA, I'd say Tina, but she's come back. Tina's been floating in and out. And let's see, Alex, what were they, Allison? Duffy and...
Ashley.
Oh, yeah, Ashley. Duffy and Ashley. Dave Perry, the one who began the investigation in JW and his prison life. Remember that one, Dave Perry?
Yeah, that's why when Kathy did it, it was like, really? We've done this. But she hadn't seen all of it before.
Yeah, Dave Perry and Jill. Then there's the guys that went nutty. Do you remember that very advanced poet who wrote the Finnegan's Wake stuff and he wanted to meet Worcester? He had a strange name and he wrote huge tracts for about a month. And then you guys, nobody responded. And he gave up and walked into the wilderness. But he did get to meet Dave Worcester. What?
I was saying, what was his handle or his name?
Yeah, it was a good one. You just have to go back a year or two and just summer of 2012, probably, you would find his post. There was another guy. Remember Clem? Like, what's your name? Clem. Remember that guy? Clem? And he tried to destroy every sacred principle that Ion represented. But it was too complicated for most people. He never got a response and soon gave up.
But those were, Bob, those were all the
the people like you had in the short span of the 5 days here, those were all the Hillarys and the
yes.
and the Sherrys and the.
That's right.
It's a different format.
We're reading that we broke the record for the number of deaths at the Holypathic Replay of Altamont. We didn't just kill one person; many people died. We had many Hell's Angels killing people all over the place.
Yep. Sasha and I talked.
Is that
Sasha? No, I talked to her last night. We talked last night just for a minute, and she was responding to when you said there needed to be a helpline.
What did you say?
Who's talking?
Do it again. Oh,
who's
yeah,
laughing?
We talked to her. She did the helpline. She's tech support.
No, well, I'm saying I talked to her after you guys did, and we laughed so hard. We were making a fake, not tech support. We were saying it should, she was great. She said it should be a recorded line, and somebody
yes.
calls up to send, you know, has their gripes, and it goes
yes.
through. If you have gripe number one, press, you know, this is gripe number one.
If you do
one.
Not like McLuhan or LaRouche May Brown,
exactly.
pick one of the holy offices. That's right. We only
and then
have
there's a recorded.
Right.
There'll be a recorded retort, so it's not a real person. So the person can be screaming
yes.
at the recording, saying, "But, you know," and they're going, "No, things are really not as what they seem." It could be really funny.
Look at Jade and Maui.
Program.
What?
That was one of Hillary's famous statements. One of the people. Is this the Nutso program?
Yeah. Is this
that was the second one. I
yeah.
can't remember
yeah.
her name. She goes, what is this? What do you call your radio show? The Nutso Hour?
That was Sherry.
Yeah.
That was Sherry.
And Jay yeah. here in Maui says, yahoo, the fastest and longest path to joy. Look at that. That's a good interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Hey, Bob, this is the longest amount of time I've spent with any man in many years. Consecutive days in a row.
And it's you, and just like any man, you have to sit there and listen to his bullshit, right?
Did you get Matthew's gift?
What?
Did I get what?
Did you get Matthew's gift for breaking the record?
Matthew Hurtado or Matthew Rose?
Hurtado.
No, no gifts have arrived as far as I know. Carolyn's out getting me ice cream.
I think he's going to send you some male strippers.
Okay, no problem. Carolyn can have them. Carolyn can have a night with the male strippers. I'm Japanese.
I
want to
know how long you're going to sleep after this. And the only time you slept was today when Ion was on?
Well, I only nodded out for about a minute. You know, that doesn't
yeah.
count.
Okay.
But I only sleep 3 hours. I get a full deep sleep in 3 hours, that's all.
I have a funny story. I went to the grocery store. In fact, I'm the one you yelled at when my iPhone's been acting weird, but the caller, you know how it does when you have a call waiting? Well, I clicked over, but lately it doesn't ring back. You know, so you don't click over, it rings back. And so...
Right.
5 minutes later, it rang back, and it said unknown. So I was the one that said, hello? Hello?
Oh,
you're like, shut up. Who else is going to talk? But anyway, so I go in the grocery store. I'm like, okay, well, later I'll call back. I go in the grocery store, and there's this old man standing there. He has a long white beard, and he's got his baseball cap on, and it says World War II veteran. And he has his walking cane in a basket. And so I stop and talk to him, and he was adorable. We had the best conversation. He said funny things like, you know, I learned that when I was born, I was in bed with a naked woman. Coming up with these one-liners.
Yeah.
And I told him all about my dad and Curtis LeMay, and he told me about being in Italy in World War II. And I said, well, what's your name? He says, Bob.
Good, that's good. I like that. Very nice.
Yeah, he was cute.
That's Bob in the parallel world when he missed his D-cell connection in 1969. Now he's very
old. Well, I tell you, he might have looked old. He said he was 89, but he was every step of the way, he was totally with it.
Yeah, yeah, he was totally with it and aged every step of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his mind was still going.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, when Denny was mentioning how, you know, are the people who haven't taken RNA drops going to actually need anything or right. not be able to partake?
Yeah.
It was, you know, the answer to that is that we're breathing, we who are starting with it now are breathing it into the atmosphere. So
yeah.
it's not an exclusive you're left out thing. It's just a different pace.
What, a different pace?
Yeah, a different pace of reaching that plateau or reaching that point, which is never changing. You know,
yeah,
when you're being changed.
It drops. You live at a different pace. That's what
yes.
you're saying? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Rusty
well,
says...
Well, I see evidence of that. I see people that, I swear, they look like they've aged 10 years since I saw them 10, you know, months ago.
10 minutes ago. Yeah, a couple weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it's really
yeah.
weird.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, look, Rusty says, he now goes over from the chat room into the InQuick message. He says, hey, Bob, I probably sounded like an asshole, but someone has to be one. You are the greatest. You are the greatest, and my mind has been expanded greatly by you. Thanks. I can get your golf game into the 80s in one lesson.
Oh, wow. What's his phone number?
No, well, yeah, you can. I will give it as a gift. Denny, you realize Denny, I think, gets the award for being hanging out the longest hours with me. You guys realize Denny was here for many hours every day.
A lot of us were, but we weren't on the phone. I've listened 12, 14 hours straight, and other people
really?
Have too. Yeah, but we've just, you know, I've been on and off with the phone. Like the recordings sound much better on the computer than the phone. And
right, right,
and
that's right.
Battery
yeah.
life and.
No,
Gene, I wanted
pick.
To say, and Bob, you know, you said Denny. I got up. I couldn't sleep. I sent an email to Dave Neufeld about something, and I said I've had so much Bobgism injected into me today, I can't even fucking sleep. So I had to get up at like 4:15 in the morning, and I go to the computer. I go downstairs to send this email to Dave Neufeld, and Denny is on, and I'm shocked. Because I'm trying to go, wait a minute, okay, he's in Montana, what time is this? Fuck, this is my time. No, it's an hour early. Okay, 5:15, well, that's kind of reasonable. So I had no idea he had probably been on all night. But anyway, he and Robert had the most heart-rendering talk. Were you listening to that, Robert of Tottenham, when he was asking about what Denny did? And
he
Denny
tried
probably
to,
well,
I thought he was
trying
from
to
Scotland.
Do a formal interview. He was trying
he
to...
Is from,
yeah, his college-educated interview. It was pitiful.
Wait, who is Denny?
None of what have I
seen. I mean, I've heard him, but who is he? What?
Robert of Tottenham interviewed Denny, and Denny, I don't know if he, and Robert got his particulars. You know, where did you live or something, or who were you? And Denny talked about his dream, or he did some shepherd stuff. I don't know what Denny did. I was only half
no,
paying attention. But whatever, Robert got it out of him.
I thought Robert was from Scotland.
No, no,
he
he's
is.
From London. He's from the Isle of Man.
Yes. He's from London.
Yeah. But he was originally grew up in the Isle of Man.
Okay.
Denny, that's
well, everything
right.
I said that's a lie.
What'd you say?
Everything I said, I was lying.
I know.
I had to make something up.
Yeah, Denny's FBI. Rusty is mafia. Denny is FBI. They're trying to get, you know, deep infiltration. Someone named Zen in Flux. No, that would be. That's Woman in Flux, Zen Woman's new name. Zen in Flux, Albuquerque, says, look at the DOA list chat room and also check the countdown clock on Ed's site. Let's see what that says. Oh, time
DOA list.
Yeah, dead on arrival, I guess.
That would be the Hillarys of the world on that list.
I think she was including the ones that Bob and I were talking about from early on who kind of were smoted or decided to leave. They would, I'm sure, they're probably listening now.
I didn't
you
hear
guys,
that.
You guys should notice when on the only sort of external topic, who killed the 35th president? You got a picture of JFK. This is Nyan and Bob. And then you look on the TV and there's a picture of McLuhan with the Center for Culture and Technology sign. That's what you should notice because McLuhan opened his center in October 63, and Kennedy was dead a month later. Yeah, that's a nice pattern there. So I'm scrolling down. Where is live on Bob Fest? You click on the Hawaiianic orange, right?
Are you on Ed site?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Someone said
somehow I went to Bob Fest. Hold on.
Sir Topham Hat is Ion, or Ion and Sir Topham. I found that out today.
What'd you find out?
That Ion is Sir Topham Hat.
It's a little hard to hear you, Denny. Are you is the microphone away again? Maybe.
15 feet away from my phone. No, Ion is Sir Topham Hat.
Sir Topham.
I found that out from Chris. Ion was on.
See, you're not clear. You never cleared yet. I don't know what you said.
Okay, I don't know how to find out how to get clear.
That's clear.
Are you going to repeat the sentence you said, Denny? Your great declaration? Did you care that anybody understands it?
Well, let's see if I can. Ion is Sir Topham Hat.
No, too many. That fourth or fifth syllable were too fast.
Okay.
Ion
Sir Topham. Sir Topham Hat.
Sir Topham Hat.
Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah, that Sir Topham Hat is the fat controller.
Right, I get it.
Thomas and Train Engine. And that's the one Chris, my autistic grandson, really likes. And so, Sir Topham Hat and Mr. Krabs.
That's
he's a cartoon
cool.
freak. You don't know who Sir Topham Hat is. He's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Bobby
and
Hat.
That's what Chris likes. And so when Ion was on, I tried to get him to listen to Ion, and he chose Sir Topham Hat. But in reality, for Chris, Sir Topham Hat was Ion.
Right. I'm trying to
They're
find
equal.
This list that someone mentioned. There's nothing there on it. Where is it?
Well, you know, they mentioned the time clock, time left to event in Los Angeles. Look on the very top of the Ion and Bob blog. Counting down to the completion of Bob Fest, time left to event in Los Angeles, 10 hours and 34 seconds. That's at the very top of the page. You're on the blog.
Who killed the 35th president? How far below that?
No, we're looking at, unless I'm incorrect, I think Gene was, were you saying it's on Ion and Bob on Ed's site?
Yeah, that's where I am.
The very top. You're not. It's just a time clock. You know, like.
Oh, way at the very top.
Like a countdown.
Top. Yeah, time left. Oh, I see. There it is. Yeah.